Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the last section of the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. This is the word of the Lord given to us this day under the theme, God's kingdom is for children. Please be seated. Dear baptized in Christ Jesus, you have just heard the place of honor that Jesus affords little children. You have just heard that one who receives a little child in Jesus' name is actually receiving Jesus. You have already heard from last week the stern warning against scandalizing a little one, both through false teaching and failure to teach your child about Jesus. And our Lord today goes a step further. He clearly speaks to us today about the prominence of children in his kingdom. Jesus firmly declares in last week's gospel lesson that little ones can and they do believe in him. This is a very stern warning to anyone who would deny a child God's saving gift, his free gift of salvation through the blessed water of holy baptism. So, my dear friends, let's talk this morning about this bringing and about him touching the children. You see, in our lives, we know this, that words do have meaning, especially the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The background of bringing this morning is that parents were bringing. And who were the parents bringing? They were bringing their little ones. And what were the disciples doing as the parents were bringing their little ones? The disciples were interfering. They were standing in the way of these little ones being brought by their parents to Jesus. Now the parents were bringing so that there could be touching. Touching by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Messiah, by their Creator. Now we must understand that the touch of Jesus is not some magical thing. If it was a magical thing, Jesus himself would have objected. And he would have told the parents, "You're coming for the wrong reason." He would have said, "No." But his touching is clearly explained by a single Greek word, huptome. Huptome, spiritual touching. It's an impactful touching. It's a touching, a blessing that is heavenly, coming down out of heaven for the spiritual blessing to and for children. Children. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. Now we didn't hear that in the Mark text, but those words that you just heard are from the Luke text. The parents were bringing infants to Jesus so that he could touch them, so that he could bless them. Now the Greek word, once again, that Luke uses is a Greek word that clearly means an infant, a child, that must be carried. The word is used for a woman who's carrying her child in her arms, or a woman who's carrying her child in the womb. The very same word. So there's no mistake. What Luke is telling us is that infants were being brought to Jesus. So this raises a question, doesn't it? Why were the disciples stopping the bringing of infants to Jesus? And why were they preventing Jesus from touching these little babies? There must have been a reason. Were they protecting Jesus? Jesus needs no protecting. He's the Lord. He is God. No. Maybe the disciples were thinking, maybe they were thinking wrongly, that infants aren't worthy to be brought before their Lord. So Jesus sees this. He sees what's going on. The perception for us is this. Jesus must have been in the house, and all of this stopping by the disciples was occurring outside of the house. Jesus, by chance, looks outside, and he sees what his disciples are doing. And what does Jesus do? He springs into action. You hear his words in verses 14 and 15. Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. Do you hear the emotion in the words of your Lord? His voice was probably raised, not uncommon for him to do this. He is indignant. He is indignant. That's the word that is used, but actually, if we actually look at the original language, the word means that he is incensed. He is angered to his very core. And this anger wells up in him, and it bursts forth in deep, deep anger towards his disciples. Not that any of us would ever be that angry when children are not permitted to be brought to our Lord, but we should be. You see, his words are important. His response, he begins by saying, let. Well, in English, that word doesn't quite measure up. No, from the original language, it means, you will permit. In the Greek language, is it an imperative? It is a command. We can almost see our Lord pointing his fingers at his disciples and saying, you will permit the children to come to me. You will not hinder them. Not that we would ever point our fingers at anyone in anger, but we should. When children are not permitted to be brought to our Lord Jesus Christ in baptism. You must not hinder. Parents will not be hindered. Parents will not be stopped. Parents will not be prevented from bringing their little ones, their infants, the ones that they carry in their arms, to him. Why should they bring little ones to him? What does Jesus say? Truly I say to you. Now when Jesus says, truly I say to you, our ears should perk up, our antenna should go up, our eyes should be open, our ears open, and our heart open to his word. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. It almost seems like Jesus is being an advocate. He's being an advocate for little children. He's stepping up and he's saying, no, little children, even infants, will be brought to me. They will be brought to me because I am that child's Savior. I am the King, and this is my child, and it is my desire to bless this child, to save this child, to wash away the sins of this child. What is this blessing? It is a heavenly blessing, as you have already heard, a blessing that comes down out of heaven. That's for infants also. And infants are to receive this blessing from Jesus. In a word, dearly beloved, what are little infants to receive? Baptism. This is a baptismal text. And did you notice our sermon hymn was this very text? And where was this hymn located in our hymnal? Under the baptismal section. You see, our forefathers knew exactly what they were doing. And not only that, we know that children were being baptized in the early church. The writings of the early church fathers are very clear. They understood these words of Jesus, and they followed them. You see, Jesus now makes a very astounding statement. No one comes into the kingdom unless he receives it like an infant. How can an infant receive the kingdom of God? How can an infant understand this? How can it speak its faith? How can it say that it believes? Well, you have to understand the impact of these words. You see, man thinks the opposite ways, just as what you heard from me. Man will ask all of these questions, not realizing that this is God's work, not the infant's work. You see, man thinks this way. One must work their way toward heaven. One must prove that they are worthy. One must make a decision for Jesus. But what does Scripture tell us? Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. The gift of God. The gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast, even the little infant. Jesus is telling you, dear one, he's telling each of you this morning that you can only receive his kingdom by humble trustfulness, just like a little infant. There are some infants here in the congregation this morning. And that infant fully trusts its mother. It fully trusts its father. That infant fully trusts grandma or grandpa, whoever is holding the child. There is a complete, humble, total trust. This humility and this trustfulness when taking hold of Jesus, continuing to cling to him, as does a child with its parent, is the very essence, dear ones, it's the very essence of saving faith. To receive the kingdom of God is to receive a gift. Just as your child will receive a gift or gifts, if you're really generous, on Christmas or on their birthday. Now, I was in a family where we received only one gift. We were a farm family, and we weren't all that rich, but we weren't that poor either. But we were taught to be humble. We received one gift for Christmas and one gift for our birthday. And when we received that gift, there was great joy. There was a smile on our face. Our eyes lit up, the same as a child. You know this, Mom and Dad. When you hand that gift over to them, you see great joy. The same joy that you must have when you realize what God has done for you in the sacrament of holy baptism and what he's doing for you today as he comes into your presence, here in your midst, to serve you body and blood for the strengthening of your faith, for the forgiveness of your sins. This brings us great joy. Who in their right mind would resist, push away, refuse such a gift? The key word is in their right mind. Actually, it's the condition of the heart. It's the one who pushes away this gift. It originates in the heart. And when they push away this gift, they are actually pushing away their Lord and Savior. They think that they can do it. They think they can prove their worthiness. They think they can make the decision. The problem is they keep making the decision, and they keep working, and they keep trying to prove their worthiness, and they keep on, and they keep on, and they keep on. And there's never any joy, and there's never any blessed assurance that what they're doing is good enough. No, what Jesus has done here, and what he's done there, and what he's doing here this morning, it is good enough because he is the Lord. He is the worthy one, the very Lamb who has taken away all your sin. This is the message for us today, dear ones. We are to receive the kingdom as a little child. We are to receive his kingdom humbly, in great humbleness, and we fully trust, we take hold of, and we never let go. We never let go. We draw him into us, and actually he pours himself into us, and we never let him go. This taking, this blessing, this saving is all the work of your gracious and merciful God. And all of this is all inclusive, even for the infant. So therefore, dear ones, today, those of you who can examine yourself, you will come to the altar, and here you will receive a gift freely given. There's nothing you can do to earn this. There's nothing that you can do to prove that you're worthy of this. You don't have to make a decision for it. He's already done it for you. He tells you, take and eat. This is my body given to you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is my blood given to you for the remission of all your sins. Free gift. Free gift. Gospel. Pure gospel right here. So therefore, dear ones, you are now invited. Invited to come before your Savior. To come here in great joy, but also to come with a broken and contrite heart, knowing that you are worthy because you have been made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. And now, dear children, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.